Just about everyone I know is overworked and overwhelmed and just burned out. And what we need is a break, maybe a long restorative break, free from emails and Slack notifications and Zoom calls. Well, one nonprofit publication took a radical stab at this. Last year, staffers at Scalawag Magazine were given 30 days paid leave to just rest. Co Bragg is a reporter and editor for Scalawag, and she wrote about this experience in Teen Vogue, and Co joins us now. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me back.
I think many people may have had a reaction, almost a disconnection with reality. I can't imagine a lot of people can imagine a 30-day paid break. It's a privilege not a lot of people can enjoy. What did you think when you first heard that you were going to enjoy that?
I mean, I found out about it in Slack. We had a generous break already. It was like 3 weeks. But they were like, what if it was just a month? And I was like, is this a serious question? Like, there's no catch? Obviously, we'll take the month. And then it sort of became a quickly like, well, what do you even do with that much permission to rest? And I think the permission piece is really key because rest is ideal and also impossible for a lot of people. And so it took a moment for that to even register that was going to be possible.
Was it possible? I mean, a lot of people say they're going on vacation, but they still check their emails and they still look at their Slack. Did you take a real break?
Obviously, for some people, it wasn't as easy to pull away from work with like end of year fundraising campaigns, which are reality for the nonprofit sphere. But even with that, it was like, okay, well, if you can't be off this week, then take a week in March. For me, it was like, I didn't get on Slack. I only did one thing, which was time sensitive. And then like many members of our team, I got COVID over the break. And then I had to rest. And I think that is what's been so just dystopian about this time is that like so many people have been sick and so many people are burnt out. Inflation is real and there's like real system collapse, it feels like. And I think our newsroom in particular is like a case study around this because we're majority Black and queer newsroom. So the further you are to the margins, the more you need to rest. And also the less likely you are to have the opportunity to do that.
Well, you write in the piece, quote, capitalism blurs the line between productivity and personhood. And since you've mentioned that your staff is mostly Black and majority queer, what does that mean when we're talking about people who come from marginalized backgrounds being given that permission that you describe to do nothing connected to work?
So if as an outlet, we're reckoning with being Southern, being queer, being Black, if we're writing about things through an anti-capitalist lens, then how can we employ that in our practices? And I think, I mean, so for me, my work is, I'm extremely passionate about it. And also I need it to be able to survive and make a living. And so that really gets blurred. And as my fellow editor at Scalawag, Alicia Harris said, you need to have a right relationship to rest in order to have a right relationship to work. And if we can't rest, then why are we working ourselves into the ground? And who is that serving? It's not serving our readers. It's not serving me. It's not serving my community. And something that Sierra Hinton said, who's our executive director and publisher, is just that, like, there's been a capital R reckoning, I put that in quotation marks, about media and how it covers Black and brown communities and also how it treats its reporters and staff. There's so many people who came out and were like, oh, we want to be better. We apologize for our legacy of covering Black communities, brown communities in the past. But if your Black workers are tired and they are underpaid, then you can't say you care about Black people. That's not true. That's lip service. Your policies and the way that you encourage people to take care of themselves and their communities in a society that we have to work, right, to make it, how can we make that workplace not work us to the bone?
Well, you write that at the end of this month-long break, one editor told you that she didn't necessarily come back rested, but she came back restored. And in light of all that you've said, what does that mean? What's the difference between rested and restored?
Yeah, I loved hearing that from our arts editor, Virginia. Like, she was able to work on a film. She came back tired from that, but she came back feeling like she was able to pursue something that makes her feel wholly fulfilled.
So understanding that you were recovering from COVID for a long time, was there anything that you had time to do during during your break that you don't normally get time to do?
Yeah, I got to read just for reading, not to read to interview an author, like just books that had been piling up on my nightstand. I got to spend a long time talking to people who on the phone who I hadn't spoken to in a while and just not feeling like I had to run and go do anything. I feel like I was working really, really, really hard this past year. Like I was freelancing full time. I had left a job. I didn't know how to get untired because it was just like every moment that I was awake, I was thinking of, can I pitch a story? Can I get a new contract? Like I felt like I had faded out and that each day, like I was coming back to myself. And that is something that rest really does.
You're talking about vacation as though it's a revolutionary activist act.
Yeah, I mean, rest is. It doesn't even have to be vacation. You could sit in the house. Our boss told us that, like, this is it. And when she caught people online, she's like, what are you doing? when are you taking your vacation? Because if you're working this week, then you got to make up that rest time. It's hard to even fathom. But imagine if we had that kind of accountability around, hey, you need this support. How can I support you so that you can rest and you can show up whole in all your facets of life that have nothing to do with what you produce?
Co Bragg is a reporter and editor for Scalawag magazine, and we will link you to her Teen Vogue piece at hereandnow.org. Co, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me back.